Joining us on the Legislative Hotline, our state senator from the 7th Legislative District, Shelley Short. Hi, Shelley.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. I'm looking at a very sunny morning with the sun against the legislative building. It's so pretty.
You know, one of the things that I remember as I've gone through my years as a reporter is when you get to the state capitol and you see that rotunda and the legislative buildings, and it's kind of awe-inspiring.
It really is. You know, if you walk in that building and you go up and down the steps, the marble has worn over time, with just think of all of the people, both elected and Washingtonians, who have come before us.
Yeah, there's a long list of them, and they've done some good for our state. Yeah. Here. And that's one of the things that you're working on, is you're trying to shore up this budget deficit we have.
Absolutely. And what Senate Republicans have done have really, you know, shown that we can put together a budget that really prioritizes core services the state should provide. You know, it's a real budget. It's nearly 1,000 pages, supported by real numbers that have been put together with the help of nonpartisan staff. And really what it shows that we can do these things without, you know, without raising taxes, and to show that it can be done. I mean, frankly, the budget continues to prioritize education, with the issues we've heard, you know, from school districts, special education. So we're investing more with a reasonable growth in the budget, preserves and maintains, you know, services for vulnerable residents, makes those smart investments in public safety, but it also demands accountability, you know, from our state government. And so we're pleased to put that budget forward, you know, and hope that it's really part of the conversation with the budget that the Senate Democrats are putting together.
One of the things I did on Saturday, as well as stand out there and watch the Top Dog Parade for St. Patty's Day, was I attended a grassroots meeting, Indivisible Chelan. They had speakers from Lake Chelan Health and also the Chelan Douglas Health Authority. And they were saying that when it comes to our budget, one of the things they'd like to find out more about is what's happening with the budget for local hospitals, rural hospitals, and also for the Board of Health with the Foundational Public Health Services.
Sure. Well, and those are tremendous, tremendous needs. There have been bills that I've been concerned about, and this isn't a budget piece, but it's a policy piece that would really, I believe, endanger, you know, a lot of our local hospitals. And frankly, our urban ones as well. And it really has to do with whether, you know, kind of the payments. You know, you've got Medicaid, Medicare, you know, PEDSEB, those are state employee insurance programs, and you have the private market. And really what they want to do, saving state money, is they want to take the PEB and SEB out. Well, that's a huge issue for our hospitals and how they're able to do all of the things the state mandates, you know, from charity care and all of those things. And so when you look at reimbursements, the reality is it's a huge issue for our hospitals, Confluence Health, and others. So I'm super nervous about those bills. They're still alive in the process. So that's in addition to the budget. But the things you talk about are very important. And I know there's a number of folks that believe that we shouldn't cut anything, that those, you know, services should still be available. But our contention is if you continue to raise taxes, that's going to continue to harm working families and small businesses. So we'll stay tuned. But those are really important issues.
Joining Mars in the Morning in our Cozy Communities Connection, Washington State Senator Shelley Short. Shelley, you've got some bills that you've been working on, and how are they looking?
They're looking pretty well. I have a couple of bill hearings this week. They're in the House now, and so we'll see if they continue to go forward. I have one I've been working with that's a DNR issue, when they survey state land, and let's just say you're that adjoining landowner, you want to make sure that there's opportunity both for notification and the ability of the landowners to, you know, review and make their comments. You'd think that should already be done, and it frankly should, but we've seen that it hasn't. And so I've been putting a bill together, which is progressing nicely with a lot of stakeholder conversation. We just want to make sure if landowners are going to be impacted that they have a right to participate.
Any other concerning bills for you, Shelley?
There are some concerning bills. I talked about the one that we talked about on the hospital pricing. That bill is very much alive. I'm super concerned about that. There's also a bill, a couple of bills that are really what I've considered soft on crime, not respecting, you know, the safety of communities and how the victims have been, you know, treated and hurt. And it really is revising sentencing where folks who are in prison, you know, can actually petition to get out of prison, a lot quicker. Especially if those crimes were committed when they were juveniles. And I think what it really is, a lot of the crimes we're talking about are very, very hard crimes. They're like murder one, aggravating circumstances, and things like that. And look, I believe in trying to give opportunities for folks to be rehabilitated and to have that opportunity for them to do that. But I also think we need to balance that with public safety, you know, reoffense and really, you know, just where the victims and their families are. So those are bills that are still alive, and there's just some education policies I'm concerned about in how OSPI responds to school districts, you know, when there are complaints, maybe complaints about not meeting, you know, certain state statutes when it comes to either discrimination or other state policies, and really having a tremendous hammer, a budgetary hammer, from, you know, that OSPI can use against school districts. And while I absolutely want our school districts to meet, you know, state law, I also want school districts to have the flexibility to implement statutes in ways that make sense for their communities, you know, for the people and the students who are part of their community. So, those are just a few issues that I still am watching.
And off our legislative hotline, Washington State Senator from the 7th Legislative District, Shelley Short, any last comment?
Just what an honor it is to represent people here and to make sure that I'm doing work that folks want me to do and that their voices are being heard. It is indeed an honor.
I know that the Washington Farm Bureau and our rural lands are so important to you, Shelley, and we'll talk about that next time we get together, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
All right. I know you got committee meetings. You have yourself a great Tuesday. Thanks for calling in.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
And that is our state senator, Shelley Short, from the 7th Legislative District.